Have been speaking about the Holy Spirit and the seven spirits of God. We spoke about the spirit of grace. We spoke about the spirit of adoption. Is that correct? We spoke about the spirit of faith, spirit of life, spirit of supplications. Today, I want to go through one more definition, one more manifestation of the Spirit of God. We know that there are how many spirits?
One.
One spirit. How many faith?
One
faith. How many Lord?
One.
And how many spirits?
One
spirit. One spirit that manifests himself in seven different ways. Today I want to deal with the spirit of glory. Besides over here in our church, how many of you have ever heard a sermon on the spirit of glory? On the seven spirits of God and the spirit of glory? Two people did. Great. So somebody already said something about this. And I'm glad that they did. Among the seven manifestations of the Spirit of God, one of them is the Spirit of glory. And what is it that the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of glory, does? We saw that the Spirit of grace, for example, is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, that as the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit also does everything for free. He doesn't want no recognition. It's grace's stuff. And that very spirit of grace will take the grace of God that has been given and apply in the life of the believer. We have seen that the spirit of adoption legally and literally place you into the family of God as an heir of everything that Jesus has. Are we together so far? In other words, the spirit of adoption will take a stinking Jew, a stinking Gentile, out of the swamps, of the dumps, once they come to Christ, wash them in the blood of Jesus, and then place that person in the family of God with all the legal rights that Jesus has. My God, if you guys would have got that, you'd be jumping on your chairs. What about the Spirit of glory? The work of the Spirit of glory is to infuse the glory of God on you, which will enable you to contemplate the glory of God. When the Spirit of glory is running in your life, you will be able to see in the supernatural things that the naked eye cannot see. Y'all not listen to me. When the Spirit of glory, which is one of the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, is working upon one's life, glory is infused on that person's life. And that person will have the ability to see in the supernatural things that naked eyes cannot see. And I know you're going to challenge me. Prove it. I will. Gladly. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 7. Let's start on verse 50. Give me the New King James, Act 7:50. Give the New King James, just, you know, whatever. We don't want anybody to be here backslid because it's not the King James. He says, "Has my hand not made all these things?" 51. "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, You always resist the Holy Spirit as your father did, so do you. You know, the Spirit of glory gives you boldness to talk. This preaching here cost this guy his life. Did you know that? 52. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the just one, of whom you now have become betrayers and murderers. My goodness, this is the spirit of boldness. Amen. No, that's the spirit of glory. What? How come Stephen had such a boldness to say this? You will understand in a minute. 53. Who received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. Boy, talking about being stubborn. It looks like America. Let's go to 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth. I didn't see nothing about the spirit of glory. Wait, I'm showing you the scenario. Verse 55. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit. So you know that the stuff that Stephen told those folks were not out of himself. It was out of the Spirit of God. Being full of the Spirit, he gazed into heaven. And what happened? He gazed into heaven and he saw the glory of God and Jesus is standing at the right hand of God. When the Spirit of God is busy in operation at our lives, we will be able to contemplate not only glory, but Jesus Himself. Are we still together here? Brother, give me the next scripture, please. And said, look. What did he see? What else? When the Spirit of glory is resting upon you as one of the manifestation of the Spirit of the seven spirits of God, you will be able to look up and contemplate what is in heaven. You will have visions of Jesus. You will live in glory mode. And you know, when you are in glory mode, heaven is an open book to each one of us. Would you like to have that kind of intimacy to the point that you are able to see what is going on in heaven? Talk to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of glory, to come upon you. It might cost your life, but it's worth every bit of it. So what you're saying, preacher? We read in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14, the following words. 1 Peter 4, 14. You know what? Keep it on the King James. 1 Peter 4, 14. Let's keep it on the King James. It's all right. Read it with me. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. Why? I want to call your attention for something in this scripture here. If you are reproached, isn't that right? Now, do you believe that Stephen was reproached? Not only reproached, he was stoned. Is that correct? Yes. But he says, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, You're blessed. And what is the blessing? The Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Am I saying correct here? Is it saying that there's two spirits here? But it's mentioned to two different persons here, not person, two different manifestations here. You're blessed because the Spirit of glory and then the Spirit of God is upon you. So is that two spirits? No, it's one spirit, but then you have two manifestations upon you. You have the Spirit itself when you came to Christ. The Spirit came to live within you. Now that you give Him freedom to do whatever He wants to do, the Spirit of glory will invade our hearts and our lives and cause us to have visions of heaven. The Spirit of God will invade our minds, our hearts, and our bodies and cause us to see in the supernatural. He says, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rests upon you. So when the Spirit of God is there resting upon you at full work, you will be able not only to be bold for God, but you'll be able to contemplate your Master. Amen. You're not getting this. Let me move out here. We go a little bit further. In Romans 8:18. And I want to show you a relationship and a corresponding ratio on that scripture. Romans 8:18. There's a relationship here and there's a corresponding ratio with this thing. Read it with me. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed on us. One of the things when the Spirit of glory is resting upon us, the ride will be bumpy. Because it's a reproach to the world. The world, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, lies under the sway of the evil one. So when somebody, Holy Ghost filled, having the Spirit of glory working within them, it is an insult to the people out there that are not following Jesus. Somebody may say, well, I don't want to be stoned. I mean, I don't want people picking on me. Well, you know what? It will come a time that you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. It's either God or the world. Are you with me so far? When the Spirit of glory is resting upon one of us, it will give us that boldness to speak powerful words that will pierce the hearts of the unbelievers. And yet, we will be comforted with the fact that our spiritual eyes will be open and we will be able to contemplate glory, the glory of God. Sometimes we talk about praying for your leaders, and Marcia had hammered a lot for you to pray for me and for her. And at one point, I said, sweetheart, let's drop it because some of the people are getting this wrong. Some of the people are thinking that I am sick. I am not sick. Even if doctors diagnosed whatever they diagnosed, I am not sick. Amen. I've been diagnosed with some nonsense that didn't come to stay. Amen. It came to pass. And because I am a temple of the Holy Spirit, sickness cannot be lingering around in our bodies all the time. And you know, you may not grab it right now, but I'm praying that you will. There is a craving in us, and me and my wife, and I think many of you, to go beyond this regular stuff that we have now. I will say, like Paul says, I want to know Him as I am known in heaven. And it's a conquest that never ends, that never stops. I want more. And I want more. And I want more. And then I want more. So now that everything is done, what do you want? More. And I'm not going to be satisfied until the day that I cross the pearly gates, if they are pearly, in a pearly. But I'm going to cross some gate one day, and on that day, the hunger will have stopped. Till then, I am going to count on the Spirit of glory to give a new revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm going to count on the Spirit of glory to empower me with discernment to know what is going on. You know how good it is? You're getting somewhere in a supermarket line or something like this, and then the disruptions start coming, and the Spirit of glory just open your eyes to see the supernatural. And then you can go in and address the problem. Just like a lady asked me on the supermarket, are we having church here today? Whatever you want to have, sis, demon, get out of this home in Jesus' name. The Spirit of glory will empower you, will capacitate you to see in the supernatural what everybody else cannot see. Stephen is looking up at heaven. He sees heavens open. And he sees the glory of God. And also he sees Jesus standing up as they get ready to stone him. Let me say this to you. You'd be smart if you live every day on glory mode. I'll say it again. You'd be smart if you live every day on glory mode. Now let me give you some stimulant. Not some stimulizers, some stimulants. Something to stimulate your appetite to seek the Spirit of glory. When you live in the Spirit of glory, there is abundance on your table. There is abundance in your house. There is abundance in your life. You know, blessings just start hunting you. What is he? And blessings are going to be looking for you. What is he? If you're in a crowd of 1,000 people, the blessings are going to be looking. What is he? And when blessings smell glory, oh, there he is. Are you making up stuff? Am I? Philippians tells us, my God shall supply all my needs. That's what the chosen frozen, the regular Christians quote. They forgot the second part. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Are you with me here? The Spirit of glory is upon you to give you boldness to stand up for Christ. And at the same time, when the persecution, hardship come, he's going to still bless you with all the stuff that you need because you've got a rich dad. Amen. And all his riches resides on glory. Amen. I wish you would help me to preach. Y'all should have shouted, oh, glory! Hallelujah. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Tell somebody, we've got a rich God.
We have a rich God.
We have a rich dad.
When
sufferings come in our lives, when difficulty and hardship comes, it never speaks about poverty. It's telling us, if I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So what you're saying? What we are saying is, when the Spirit of glory is within you, it is packing you up with glory. So when the time comes to be revealed, you're going to feel right in heaven, because the Spirit of God has been just filling you in with glory. And how does he do that? Through sufferings. So this is why James said, count all joy when you're going through a soft time. Why? The Spirit of glory is packing you with glory. And you know what? No matter how tough the situation may be right now, it's not worthy even to be compared with the glory that is awaiting for you and I.
Amen.
You know, when I was in heaven, both times, and the other times I've been back, every time I look at people, I didn't see one single white people in heaven. And I didn't see one single black people in heaven. No yellow. No Hispanics. None of these people were in heaven. Everybody in heaven had a glow on their skins. That was glory. Well, you're making up stuff. That's your problem. But I'll tell you this. Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days. And he spent 40 days in the presence of God. When he came up, how did his face look like?
Glory.
It was shining. It was glowing with glory. And it was so strong that Ray-Ban could not contain the glory. So the people said, hey, go away from us, because this glory stuff on you is too strong. Moses had actually to cover his face, because the intensity of the glory was so strong. Just 40 days in God's presence. Imagine people who died 10 years ago soaking in that glory on a daily basis. Their skin has to glow. It has to be transformed. Peter said to the disciples, some of you will not die before you see the Son of Man glorified. And then Jesus went up to the mountain and said, Peter, John, James, come on, let's go. The rest of you wait down here. And they went up to the mountain. He told the boys, y'all tarry here. I'm going to go a little yonder to pray. The boys obviously had a problem with sleep. They all got a stone laid down and where Jesus was there praying. So those of you who sleep during the prayer time, don't feel so guilty. The disciples did that too. The thing is, sometimes you might miss the glory. You might miss the glory. Because all of a sudden the Bible says that Elijah and Moses came down. And then the glory was so strong that people, hey, what kind of light is this? BG&E has not arrived on our time yet. So they jump up. Peter jumps and he looks. And Peter saw Jesus transfigurated. What is that? The body of Jesus became glorified. How? I don't know. I'm not God. But his body was glorified. How do you know his body? Because he was able to talk to Moses and Elijah. And they were dead 4,000 years back. So the only way you're going to be able to talk to a dead person is if you are transfigured. You go to the same level as they are. They had no body on themselves. And when Peter looks, wow, James, what? John, what? Get up. Look. And then they woke up. Wow. And they're all astounded. Because now Jesus' body is covered with glory. And Elijah and Moses was talking to Jesus. What is that on the Bible? That's on Matthew 17. Well, it come to pass that Peter said, excuse me, Lord. You know, I see it's good for us to be here. Can I build a tent for you, one for Elijah and one for Moses? The Lord said, hey, this is my boy, my beloved son. I'm really delighted on him. Listen to him. Wow. And at this time, Moses and Elijah went away, and only Jesus was left. Then Jesus said, shh, don't tell anybody what you just saw. When the Spirit of glory is upon you, you are capacitated by God to see into the supernatural. When the Spirit of glory is upon you, God gives you the ability to see in the spiritual things that other people can't see. Somebody just asked me recently, preacher, how can I have visions of God? I said, get ready for being persecuted. I don't want it anymore. Thank you. I almost said you're going to be now double persecuted. But then I pulled back. Suffer for him, and the Spirit of glory will rest upon you. Suffer for him, and glory is wrought within you. To be revealed at the last time. I am a strong believer that through and by the wounds of the body and the spirit, through and by the wounds of body and the spirit, the Spirit of glory works His glory into our lives and stores it up for the day of redemption. When the Spirit of God rested upon Stephen, he had the ability to see what no one of his peers could see on his day. You may be wondering, so how do I get the Spirit of glory? You already have it. How do I get it to manifest? Give him freedom to manifest. And you know, maybe be smart to make a prayer. Holy Spirit of God, I want glory to be revealed on me. I want glory to be manifested on me. I'm giving you freedom to take over and mess things around. What? What kind of prayer is this? Well, when the Spirit messes things around, it's going to cause you to kind of get disgusted with your television or your computer or your smartphone or your tablet. There's going to be a hunger to be in the presence of God. You're going to be talking to God while you're driving. You're going to be talking to God while you're doing groceries. You're going to be talking to God while you're in your shower. Some of the greatest revelation I've got from God was while I was showering. Would you believe? Folks, glory is available to anyone who wants. If you are in glory mode, God promised to take care of all your needs. So you have more than you need. because he is a rich dad. And all his riches abides in glory. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. So we do ourselves a favor if you jump in glory mode. If we breathe and live in glory mode. I still don't know how to do this. Tell the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, starts from today, I'm making a choice to be led by you. I am choosing God's ways instead of mine. When I come to a crossroad and I have to make a decision how I'm going to behave, I'm going to behave in a glory mode, in a bold mode, in a mode that will not conform with everybody else around me, but in a bold that will bring glory to Jesus Christ. When we make that effort to live in glory mode, if it leads us to death, guess what? It will cause Jesus Christ to stand up from his throne to receive into glory those servants that were bold enough to live in glory, speak glory, testify in glory. There is no other record on the Bible that Jesus stood up to receive none of the saints. Did he do that? He might. But the only one that made to you and I is the case of Stephen. Jesus could not control himself. He couldn't contain himself with the faithfulness, with the boldness, with the glorious living that that man had. And when he was getting killed, Jesus stood up to welcome him into glory. May it be the case that if you have to depart from this world today, Jesus will stand to welcome you in glory. Because upon you rests the Spirit of glory. God bless you.